I'm an I told you so kind of person, but only in certain situations. I will never tell you I told you so unless it's warranted. Hello and welcome back to the Traffic Talks podcast. I hope you are doing well. I am tired. I have had a very productive week so far and I'm tired. It has been a very long week and I am just so excited for the rest of the week, but also exhausted. So we'll see how that goes. I'm going to try and get this episode done as fast as possible because it is very late, but I promised that I'd get it up on time, so I'm gonna do that. Today's episode, Fang First. Basically, energy vampires have been attacking me and I refuse to let that continue. So let's get on with the episode. I have been working on myself. Sorry about my voice. I'm just sick and tired, both literally and emotionally, so it's coming through. I apologize. I hope at least the audio is clear enough for me to use. Anyway, I have been working on myself lately, especially the emotional and dealing with things side of just being a human being, and it is hard work. It is worth every single inch of effort you put in, so I always recommend it, but it is hard. And I've mentioned that I have been very quick to snap in a conversation, and I've noticed that, and I don't enjoy doing that. But I had to dig deeper as to why I am going into conversations on the defensive. I'm going into conversations and just being agitated. I'm going to speak to people and I'm just like, this is not you. This is not how this works. Like, what's wrong with you? And I've realized it's because I'm speaking to energy vampires and my body is physically repelling them at this point in order to signal me like, girl, no, this is not right. This is not okay. Like, we need to get away from these people. And it's been hard, but it's something I think I needed to learn. And good Lord, have I been learning lessons all the time, hence me making episodes about learning different things. But this is one that scared me a little, because not all energy vampires are ones you can get away from. So having to deal with people in my day-to-day life who are energy vampires has been hard, but I think it's a really good lesson to learn how to deal with them, and that's what I'm gonna go through. So first and foremost, what is an energy vampire? So it's a term that basically means you are interacting with people who leave you feeling either physically drained due to either being emotionally or mentally exhausted after spending time with them, and this can be through them being negative with you, being very demanding of you, maybe even being manipulative towards you. And they actually have different terms for different types of energy vampires. So there's the victim, the criticizer, the dramatizer, the manipulator, and the negative thinker, as well as the blamer. That is one you need to watch out for. It's these types of things that you need to understand, because each type has a different hook. So for the victim, they are constantly seeking sympathy and attention, and they portray themselves as helpless or, you know, misunderstood. They tend to complain loudly, hence that negative attribute, and they also look at other people's faults and kind of try and take it on themselves in order to appear more worthy of empathy and sympathy. The criticizer is someone who is quick to point out other people's flaws. They really offer positive feedback and they are always nitpicking on other people, whether it's the person themselves, the things around them, the situation they find them in. There's always something to criticize. The next one is one that I personally find super annoying, and it's the dramatizer. So these people just create and attract and often want drama in their lives. They are always needing help from you. They always need support. They are always going through a catastrophe. Like, they are constantly in one drama after another, one situation after another. There's always just something going on with them that's like over the top, and like they need you to fix their problems. Like, you can hear I'm just getting heated speaking about it. I'm gonna blast through the next three types. The manipulator, kind of as it says on the tin, they are deceptive, they have hidden agendas, they are really honest with you, or like truly themselves with you. The negative thinker, same thing as it says on the tin, they're always looking at things negative, they always look at the downsides or even like the risks associated instead of the good. And instead of being happy for you and like pumping you up, you actually leave the conversation possibly feeling like downtrodden, second guessing yourself, and just not being excited anymore. Like, that's how they affect you. And then lastly, the blamer. They put blame on everyone else and never take responsibility. And they are the first people to hand out guilt and be like, you know, I told you so. If you had just listened to me, we would have never been this badly in this situation. Like, those kinds of people. And trust me, I'm an I told you so kind of person, but only in certain situations. I will never tell you I told you so unless it's warranted. And even sometimes if it is, I still keep my mouth shut because it's not going to serve anyone in any way. Like, I've had this conversation, so for anyone new, there are times where I speak with my sister maybe and she'll say something and I'll be like, okay, can I give you some advice? Do this, do it like this, try it like this, and I can guarantee this will happen. And there's been times where she's looked at me and said, you know what, you can tell me I told you so, but I'm still gonna do it my way. Okay, cool. And a few days later she's like, that thing bombed, so let me just stand straight and get ready, and then you can say I told you so. And that's what happened. Like, it's okay to tell you I told you so on certain occasions, and now when it comes to certain stuff she's like, okay, I'm gonna do this, I need your advice, I need your help, I need you to just help me through this. That's how you learn, how you grow, and how you evolve. But that's not everyone, okay? Because some people can actually be a combination of energy vampires, where not only are they pessimistic and looking at the glass half empty, they are also the blame game people. So they will tell you, I told you so. They will tell you this is a bad idea. They will tell you, I saw that this was a bad idea and I told you it and you never listened. And now we're in a bad situation and it'll never get better. Like, no one needs that. No one needs that. So when it comes to these kinds of energy vampires, you need to be on your toes. Because sometimes it even happens with content creators, especially ones who like to use rage bait, where they do something intentional to get you to comment and be angry and just be like, how dare you do this? And that's how they manipulate you to get that angry action out of you, hence rage bait. They do something intentional to anger you to comment in order to push their stuff. Quick example, someone was demonstrating a new cleaning mop or something on Instagram, and they threw the dirty water after like cleaning the entire floor and the water was filthy. They threw it down the sink, but in the sink was like dishes. And you saw the bowl, the cup, the glass, the mug, the other things in the kitchen, in the sink, full with this dirty water. I got irate and then I scrolled through the comments and someone's like, oh, is someone gonna mention the dirty water thing? And then like a lot of people hearted that comment and I'm just like, so this is rage bait, great, moving on. And I just like skipped it, and I think I went as far as to not select this person anymore. I think I went and I chose to have them be not recommended for me because I just didn't like that content and I didn't want it. So I'm glad I caught it. But this is the thing you need to do. You need to curate your mind in a way that it's able to clock these energy vampires when they come, because the best thing to do when dealing with them is realize it is them, not you. They are the problem. You need to keep your cool and keep your calm and have composure, because they are going to try and do that rage bait towards you and you're going to fall for it. They're going to manipulate you, they're going to be negative, they're going to see all these things that are wrong and then maybe gonna criticize, but like that's you having to see that, acknowledge it, realize what they're doing and choose not to respond, or choose to respond in a different way that you would, especially when they manipulate you with fudging different facts. Be just like, okay, cool, we remember it differently because I remember it as ABC. It's okay, but you know, you keep yours, I'll keep mine. We move. Do not budge from what you know, especially if you caught them in a lie. Because the ones who are two different types of energy vampires, they're going to be caught in a lie. Then they're going to try and manipulate you into thinking that you are wrong when you know you aren't. And once you double down on, I know I'm not wrong, I have receipts, then they're going to be, oh, I'm, woe is me, you know, blame everyone else for their problems, literally try and just get everything blown out of proportion and just try and do everything in their power to try and bring you back under their influence. But don't. Do not let them do that, especially if they're looking for a certain outcome. Be very wary of that. Another thing to do when dealing with energy vampires is do not try and change them, okay? You can't change anybody ever. Change needs to be internal. The person wants to do it themselves. That's the best form of change. And especially not an energy vampire. It's not going to happen. No matter what you say, what you do, they won't change. And if they do, it's only so that they can re-manipulate you down the line, if that's even a word. Because it's for their benefit that you are still in their lives. That's the thing. Know your strength, know your worth, and don't let them try and get you in their corner again, especially if you know this person's not going to change. The next thing is putting up boundaries. I swear the horse is twins. One is named Reflection and the other is Boundaries, because I'm always referring to boundaries. Putting them up is a great lesson in general for your life. But when it comes to energy vampires, you need to cement them. Not just build them, not just put them up. Solidify them until they are impenetrable, because it is something you need, okay? They will drain you of your happiness, of your joy, of your pride in your achievements, just because you are happier than they are, you are better off than they are, you are ambitious, you are trying to do things, you take responsibility. They will try and cut you down, so build those boundaries high. Do not let those down at any cost. The next point is sad, but let them go and cut them off if they try and stick around, because it's hard, but it's important. If they've broken a boundary, it's especially important to let them go, because they aren't worth it. If you've drawn a line in the sand and they intentionally just hop, skip and jump over it like an Olympic event, they aren't worth your time, your energy, your love, your effort, your passion, nothing. They are not worth it. Cut them off and move on from them, because they have no purpose except to teach you a lesson, and that is to not let them back in your life. The last point when it comes to dealing with energy vampires is to take accountability for everything you have done. You've become friends with them and that's okay, but allowing them to continue to emotionally and mentally and physically drain you is your choice. Take accountability for it, change it, and do something about it. If you have to cut them off, do that. Accept that what you had was what it was, because it's now in the past, and move on. Because you are the one that has that power. And that's why they try and manipulate you. That's why they try and put you down, so that you feel less than, and you try and stick to them. And that is the opposite of what's actually happening. They need you in their lives to vent to be negative to keep pumping them up and be like, no, it's not that bad. Or whenever they have a crisis, you know, you there and you spending your time, your energy, your effort, when you could have just been enjoying your life. Don't. Cut them off, move on, accept it, and use it to find better people. You know, that's what you need to do. I want to wrap this episode up by emphasizing a point that I don't think people hear enough, okay? But that point is that it's okay to leave a bad situation without a long-winded explanation. In some cases, I would even say it's fine to ghost someone, and I hate ghosting even as just a term people use. But when people have overstepped their boundary for too long, then I personally feel it's very okay to do that, and especially because there is no conclusion needed when you have put up a boundary and this person has just destroyed it. Like, when people have overstepped the boundary, there is no need to have this whole saga come to a beautiful, sweet little bow of a conclusion. Absolutely not. I'm going to say this slowly, okay? You don't owe anyone an explanation, okay? Not for moving on, not for wanting better, not for expecting better, not for holding your people to higher standards, and most of all, especially not for loving yourself enough to get rid of the things, the people, the emotions that don't serve you. So once again, for the people in the back, you don't owe anyone an explanation. For this week's song of the week, I have found the best song ever. It's one I love. I don't think anyone is going to be surprised. I absolutely love Olivia Rodrigo. And the song Vampire is this week's song of the week, because that song perfectly encompasses this entire term, energy vampire. This is someone who's just gone on and on and on, and it's draining, it's exhausting, it's taking everything that you don't have. Like, you're done, you are drained, you are just a lifeless husk, and yet they want more. Like, no, who do you think you are? So definitely go give the song a listen. I do know there's an explicit version and a clean version, so to speak, and honestly the explicit version just hits home, so definitely listen to that version if you can. But that is all from me. I am gonna get this out on time, so well done, future me, for doing that. And for everyone else, you are incredible, you are amazing. I hope you know that, you realize that, and you start living that beautiful, beautiful life that you want, because life's too short to be miserable, okay? And if you aren't trying to improve yourself, I hope that you will strive to keep being a better being, and I will see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.